All right, we want to praise everyone on this April the 2nd, day after April Fool's Day. And I have to admit, I entertained the thought of coming to church this morning and telling the church that I pulled an April Fool's joke on my wife and told her the house on fire. She beat me out of the house, but I love my wife and I wouldn't do her that way. But April Fool, a lot of people, I guess, probably got fooled yesterday. But we're glad, praise God. I might be a fool, but I'm a fool for Christ.
Amen.
And we're gonna get started in the service tonight. We're gonna start out singing a hymn, number 201. And please help me sing. I'm definitely not a singer, ain't much of a preacher, but we do our best we can. Amen. Number 201. I need the prayers of those I love. While traveling all life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be, and live for Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. I need the prayers of those I love to help me in each trying hour, to bear my tempted soul to Him, that He may keep me by His power. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings of faith, that I may walk the narrow way, kept by our Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. Well, I might not have sung it too good, but that's a heck of a song. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I don't know nobody that doesn't need prayer. We're going to go, Lord, in prayer right now. I found out several things this morning. Our sister Sue having trouble with her knees. We just want to pray this morning for our Vacation Bible school coming up. Pray about several things our country is suffering from. And anybody got any requests before we pray? We'll go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we come to you tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of prayer that we can boldly come to the throne of grace, make our petitions known. Lord, I'm glad not only, Lord, you gave us, Lord, the means to pray, that we could come boldly through Jesus. We have a mediator between us and God. But Lord, you desire us to pray. You said, yes. Luke 6, you said Luke 18, chapter 18, verse 1, you would that men always pray and not faint. And Lord, we do want to pray tonight. Pray, dear God, you'd forgive us our sins. Remember our frame, we're just dust and ashes. The only treasure we got, Lord, is the treasure you put in these earthen vessels. Lord, gave us worth. I pray, dear Father God, tonight, Lord, you'd bless the service, Lord, tonight, and help us, Lord, to partake of your word. Lord, we're all tired. We're all, Lord, in the flesh, just wore out. Pray you'd visit and renew us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, like the wings of an eagle, I pray you'd renew us. I pray for Sister Sue, Brother Denny and Sister Sue. I found out this morning she's having trouble with her knees. And Lord, we hope and pray that she won't have to have knee replacement. I pray the great physician, Lord, to visit her with healing in his wings. And Lord, I pray you'd speak the word concerning her knees. And And Lord, we pray, Lord God, you'd give them strength. And I pray she'd be able to walk with no hurt. And Lord, don't even need no help. I pray she'd be able to walk. We pray for Sister Sue. Pray for Brother Denny. Lord, I pray, dear Father, Lord, for Sister Joanne Smith. No doubt, Lord, watching tonight. And we love Sister Joanne. And Lord, we sure do miss her. And I pray for her, God, tonight. Lord, you'd send blessings her way. I pray, dear Lord, for our Vacation Bible School. Lord, we're trying to schedule, Lord, a week of Vacation Bible School in June. And we're seeking, Lord, not only your blessing, but Lord, we're seeking, Lord, also your wisdom, that we might be successful. Your word says, he that winneth souls is wise. And we want to put forth an effort, Lord, to reach our young people, Lord. For this world does with its lies from hell and tries to get them confused about who they are and what they are. And we pray for these young people, Lord. We pray that, Lord, that they would not only be in the house of God and hear the truth of the Word of God, but, Lord, I pray we'd get a bunch in this Vacation Bible School effort. We thank you, Lord, for the women, Lord. It's already, Lord, on board with this effort, Lord. We pray for that. And Lord, I pray, Lord Father, for this little church. Just heard a preacher preach a message about little things on the way to church tonight. And I thought about this little church, Lord, and how you're able to do so much with so little. Pray you bless this little church. God, help us, Lord, I pray. And I pray for all the sick. I pray, Lord Father, for all the sinners. Pray for those sinners to get saved. Pray for those sick to obtain mercy and receive healing from the Lord. And Lord, I pray for all those, Lord, dear Father, that are sitting tonight somewhere beside the house of God. I pray, Lord God, you'd put it in their heart, Lord, to say, let us go into the house of God and hear the things of God, the songs and the scriptures. And Lord, to be able, Lord, to give praise to the one that's worthy. Lord, help our country, Lord, I pray, that it might recover itself from the snare of Satan. I'm convinced that Satan has this country by the throat, Lord. And I pray, God, our leaders, Lord, have the fear of God in their heart. And I heard one just recently say we need to do a Nineveh repentance and we need to return to God. And Lord, I was glad just to hear him say it, and I'll be glad to see that come to pass. Help us, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask these things tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. Brother Mark, praise the Lord. We're praying for Brother Mark, Sister Sue, Sister Kay. A lot of people, seem like this week, Lord, a lot of people lost loved ones this week.
Yes,
21 down in Arkansas, and the week before that, I think, the count may be up to 28, I think. But, you know, a lot of people lost loved ones. Kay, bless her heart, lost her mother, and we pray for Kay and Mark. And early this morning, praying for them. Early yesterday morning, praying for them. And we love them. Yeah. And we want to see them blessed of God. And I know the Lord is blessing them. And I thank God for Mark and Kay.
Yeah.
We're going to take our text tonight, Genesis chapter number 3. We're preaching the last of a three-part series. We started out preaching about a lonely man. Then we preached about a lost man. And tonight we're preaching about a loved man. I don't think I'll be very long tonight, but I'll let the Lord make that determination. We just want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse number 17. And unto Adam, that's that lonely man, that's that lost man.
Yeah.
Unto Adam, he said, talking about the Lord, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. If thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto the dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. unto Adam, and also unto Adam also unto his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand, and take also the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turneth every way to keep the tree of life. Now, Father, we pray you bless the scriptures that we've read tonight. Now, Lord, help us to bring out, Lord, the thoughts that you've given us concerning these scriptures. And we'll thank you and ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. We're preaching about a loved man.
Hi, Amanda.
And I'll just tell you right now, off the cuff, just because that Adam was chastened tells me that he was loved. The Bible says in Hebrews, whosoever the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Amen, that's right.
I mean, it wasn't a bolt of lightning. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, he that been often reproved, hardened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without rent. Adam didn't get destroyed. Adam got chastened. Patrick, that's one of the first things. Let me know that he was a loved man. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And if you be without chastisement, then are ye bastards and not sons. Yeah. In verse number 8, I'll tell you, that chastisement already right off the bat tells me that Adam was a loved man.
Amen.
And listen, I'm glad God does chasten his children. Amen. He chastens them because he loves them. Amen. If you love your children, you'll chasten them too. And by doing so, you won't condone sin. You'll chasten. I watch Sarah. Boy, she's a good mother. I watch her all the time. And she watches her children. And when they need it, she goes back there with them. Amen. No, Brother Eddie, I probably meddle too much. I love children, but I'll tell you what, I also love loving mothers. And the Bible said a child lifted its own to bring its mother's shame. She's a good mother.
Yeah.
I see her. Y'all come. She said, you come with me. She hit them by the arm, go back there. They come in there. They walk a little different. They're a little straight. Amen. And she's taking them right out. Well, that's the way God is. He loves us. And he didn't want to leave Adam in sin. He come calling, Adam, where art thou, Adam? Yeah. He knew where Adam was.
Yeah, that's right.
That's part of this. So, see, Adam had to admit that he was a sinner. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. That with a mouth confession, man.
That's right.
Adam said, I hid myself. God said, why'd you hide yourself? And Adam said, because I was naked. God said, who told you it's naked? Had you eaten of that tree? God knew every bit of that. This was part of the plan of God to get Adam to admit that he had disobeyed God. And God here confronted him. And he said, you've hearkened to the voice of your wife. Man, Brother Ed, just talking about wives. Here when we got here early to church here, and God confronted Adam, and he said, because you've hearkened unto the voice of your wife, thy wife, and has eaten of the tree which I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. I'm telling you, that confrontation right there. Now listen, I love my wife. She gives me good wisdom. But I need to remember that I've got to obey the Lord. Amen?
Right.
And there are times that me and my wife have kind of maybe made different decisions. And you know what? The reason I made the decision I made, because I knew one day I was going to stand and give an account to God. And when it comes down to decisions that are made about God, I'll tell you what, old Brother Eddie's going to pray about him. I'm not necessarily going to chop at the notion of another, another decision about something. I'm going to pray about it. Adam here, he got confronted. That chastisement tells me that Adam was a loved man.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Ed, you see those clothes?
Yeah.
That God made for that loved man, by the way. These were designer clothes.
Yeah.
They's designed for Adam and Eve. A man gave me this suit. George Sears gave me this suit. I think he said it wouldn't fit him. Don't fit me neither, but I'll wear it anyway. I've got them wrapped around my waist twice.
But the jacket fits pretty good. The pants could probably, I'll probably, one of these days, the way we eat this church, I'll probably fit pretty good. But listen, these clothes were special clothes. Yeah. It said the Lord God made clothes for them. Boy, I'm glad he made clothes for me, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said here, and unto Adam and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. The Bible tells us over in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 26, it says, lambs are for thy clothing. It's the first indication that a lamb was slain for the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain for our sin. But the Lord clothed them. And listen, the Lamb of God clothed me, glory to God. Hey, April 27th, 1988, I want you to know, oh, Eddie Wade was clothed and in his right mind, hallelujah, like that demonic man in Mark chapter 5, verse 15. The Bible tells us to put on the Lord Jesus in Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And God told the church to be clothed in white linen in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, that are naked. This not appear here. Adam and Eve, like I said last week, they know they're naked now and they can't do nothing about it. I'm glad God done something about it. Job said in Job number 29, chapter 29, verse 14, Job said, I put on righteousness and it clothed me. I want you to know the Lord clothed me with the righteousness of God.
Yes.
When God sees me now, He don't see me as I am. He sees me as Christ, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Paul said, been found in Him, in Philippians chapter 3, been found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is after the law, but the righteousness of Christ. Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. Right. Everyone that believeth, I want you to know, God clothed this naked man and this naked woman. They tried to make them some clothing out of fig leaves, and the fig leaves, you know, I tell you, that's probably the first religion there ever was the fig tree religion. And it worked pretty good until God showed up.
Yeah,
and Christina, I just showed them how it wasn't adequate.
Yeah.
You see, we got a lot of religion down here.
Right, that's right.
The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man.
Yeah.
But the end thereof is a way of death. You know, a lot of religion down here looked pretty good.
Yeah. They're
accepted, you know, in this society we're living in.
Yeah.
But when God shows up,
right.
Better have right clothes on. Amen?
Amen?
God made them designer clothes, designed to cover their nakedness, designed to cover their sin. Amen? Oh, them clothes speak volumes about a loved man. Amen?
That's right.
Oh, my. But also, that conclusion speak about a loved man. Did you hear the Lord here? Verse 22. The man is become as one of us.
Yeah.
Oh, now are we the sons of God. Mm-hmm. And doeth not appear, yet appear what we shall be. But we know when He appears, we'll be like unto Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. When they eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and their eyes got open. Hey, listen. I eat of that tree. April 27th. 1988, my eyes got open.
Yeah.
My oh my, they didn't ever get open. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I got to see things I had never seen before. I got to hear things I never heard. I heard the birds sing. It was different. I noticed the sun shining. It was different. But I tell you, God said, the man has become as one of us. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I want you to know the conclusion of the matter is the loved man became a son of God.
Yeah.
And you know what the Bible said? Adam, who was the son of God, I don't remember which genealogy it was, Matthew, or over there in Luke, but I tell you, he had a genealogy. He was now a son of God. Now we the sons of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2, and we're a child of God by adoption.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. And I do want to read a little bit of that right there. Romans chapter number 8. It's pretty good stuff right here. It says here in verse number 14, It says, for as many as by led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. And if children, then heirs.
Yeah.
Boy. Heirs of God.
Yeah.
And joint heirs with Christ. Man, I tell you what, I've been involved in a few wills, and they were meager. I mean, it wasn't nothing to fight over. Bless her heart, Sister Kay said, remember me, I've got to settle the estate of my mother. Hers will probably be kind of meager too. But listen, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, supposed to be the richest man, one that owns a Amazon, Jeff, whatever his name is, I can't say his name, but listen, Penny Annie, we're talking about the wheel of wheels. Join there.
Right.
I remember my pastor telling me a story about back when they had Bloody Mary days. It cost you something to go to church. They had henchmen out to try to catch you going to church. So I was coming to church tonight. There was a young man in a silver Z28 Camaro. And when you come off the Cumming Parkway, all them black marks that you see right there, I got to see it in person. Here behind me. I look back here, behind me and me going around in circles. Maybe past me. But anyway, just telling you, he had a hot rod. It was a Z28 Camaro. And it come by me and it was jarring the ground. Tires that wide on the back. But anyway, when they read this wheel, oh my, like I said, that woman, she was trying to make it to church, and she heard a noise, looked behind her, and here come these henchmen coming up. Patrick?
Yeah.
And they said, where are you going, Sissy? And she said, God, help me. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Because if she told them she was going to church, they'd have put her to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said, Christina? She said, I'm going to my father's house.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my elder brother died, and they're going to read the will. I've got reason to believe that I might be included in it. And he said, I'm sorry. Go ahead. She went and finally hit him on the slow train. He thought, boy, she pulled one on me. He caught her again. He said, how'd it go with that reading of that will? She said, oh, he left me everything. Oh, yeah. You talking about a woman of wisdom there? She said, oh, he left me everything. When they read this will, glory to God. Oh, I know they would even maybe come close to comparing it to it. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon, she comes to see it. She summed it all up like this right here. She said the half hadn't been told.
Right.
When we get to heaven, we didn't heard about the streets of gold.
Yeah.
We didn't heard about the walls of jasper.
Yeah.
We didn't heard about, you know, the crystal throne. We didn't heard about the singing. We didn't heard about the cherubims. And we didn't heard about all of that. But I got a feeling when we get there, we're going to say, man, the half has not been told. Amen.
Right.
Well, anyway, when they read that will, we're going to be heirs of God through Christ and joint heirs. Amen. Hey, listen. Galatians chapter 4 also mentions that. And we cry out, Abba, Father. That just means Papa.
That's right.
You know what? I got children. Bible says, children's children are the crown of old men. Well, I looked in the mirror this morning and my brown hair, it's not gray, it's turning white, and some of it's turning loose. But you know, not only your children are heritage from the Lord, but those children's children.
Yeah.
The Bible said they're the crown of old men, Brother Ed, in Proverbs chapter 6, I believe verse 7. Children's children are the crown of old men. Ed, I want you to know them little ones come up to you and bestow that honor upon you. They can't see your faults. Your children might see your faults, but them grandkids, they just can't see your faults.
Right.
Man, they see you as somebody. I mean somebody, really somebody. I've told this before, but I feel like telling it again because I enjoy telling it so much. But we had that little grandbaby there at the house, and we'd get her every other week. And boy, she's special. Still is special. But she's about that tall, about knee high, and a grasshopper. And she had to go home. There's always sad times. There's always good times. She came. I mean, we'd be glad to see her. She'd be glad to see us. We'd have such a good time. But it's time for her to go home. And old Pop called me, Pop. I waited for her to get gone. I heard him get the car, heard him start the car, get ready to leave. And I went back there to the back bathroom. And I shut that door and I sit down in there going to do me some business. And little old knock come on the door. Like a little notch, you know, kind of in a hurry. She said, Pop, you in there? I said, yeah, honey, I'm in here. How long are you going to be? I said, not long, honey. I'm sitting there thinking, we got two bathrooms. Come on, give me a break. There wasn't no time. I mean, no time at all. Pop, how much longer? I have to admit, I got in the flesh a little bit. I got mad. And I went and opened up that door. She stuck them two little bony arms up there and hugged my neck, gave me a kiss. She said, Pop, I didn't want to leave. That gave me a hug, gave me a kiss, and took off running plumb out of her shoes, went there to get the car with Nanny. And I forgot about the bathroom. I went in the bedroom, and I cried for something like an hour. I couldn't get a word out. And when I could get a word out, all I could say was, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, those children.
Yeah.
Oh, a loved man. God loved Adam. God didn't destroy Adam with a lightning bolt. God chastened Adam. God clothed Adam. And I want you to know, those clothes speak about the love of God. And the conclusion, God said, Adam, he's become as one of us. Hey, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a son of God. I'm glad, praise God, he made a way where there wasn't no way. I'm glad, praise God, he invited me to be his, one of his children. Amen. Hey, it didn't take me long to get on board neither. When I heard about it, hey, I got interested. I found out that he wouldn't turn me away. He said, all that come to me, I'll in no way turn away. Hey, he received me in love. Hey, he forgave me in love. Hey, he not only saved me in love, but he adopted me as one of his own. Amen.
Now,
I have to admit, Adam didn't go the plan God had. But God already knew that Adam was going to fail.
Right.
God already knew Adam was going to make a mistake. And God had already made provisions for this mistake. And this loved man right here, Adam, you know, God didn't just love Adam, he loves you and me.
Yeah.
God didn't just love Adam, he loves all. The Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. You know, I don't care what color your hair is. I don't care how many tattoos you got. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how mean you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care about any of that. I just want you to know that Jesus cares about you.
Yeah.
And Jesus loves you. And he made a place for you. He wants you to come live with him. He paid the price for your sins. He paid the way for you to be able to go there. He's coming for me. He'll come for you.
Yeah.
But you got to get to know him. You got to realize and accept the offer of God. He that has the Son has love. He that hath not the Son of God has not love. I'm telling you, the red carpet rolls out at Calvary. I'm telling you, you can come to God through Jesus. Glory to God. Oh my, the love of God. Paul said the love of God constrained him.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times, Brother Head, I keep thinking about how much God loves me.
Yeah.
I have one of them moments. I mean, one of them moments where I'm glad ain't nobody around. Just sit there and think about the love that God has bestowed upon me.
Oh, yeah.
Give me another day. Well, I woke up this morning. God said, have another day.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't get up this morning, Christina.
Right.
God said, have another day. God said, I love you in so many ways. Gives us the blessing of God.
Yeah.
Gives us the mercy and grace of God.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't enjoy the day if I didn't have the grace of God to be able to go through the day. But the love of God is expressed in this story here about Adam, the lonely man, the lost man, the loved man. And there's no way to miss it. I want you to know God loves you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Whew. Jesus wants everybody to come.
Yes, he does.
You know, I like to see everybody get saved too.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Ed, I couldn't save a drowning ant. I'd probably kill it trying to save it, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
But Jesus can save to the uttermost.
Yes, that's right. He does.
He's the one came to seek and save. He's the one and the only one that can save.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got plenty of those fig leaf religions down here.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord summed it all up real simple. He said, except you be born again.
Amen.
He said, you'll never see the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
In John chapter 3. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, must be born again. They don't understand it. But it's like this right here. He's coming for His.
Yeah.
If we're not one of His.
That's
listen.
That's right.
As much as God loves you, He's coming for His.
Yeah.
And if you're not one of His, you'll be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You'll miss out. I'm telling you, God loves you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God made provision for you. I'm telling you, He made room for you. He made a place for you. I'm telling you, it's hard to miss heaven, but many are going to miss it because they miss the message about heaven that's through His Son, Jesus. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You'll find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. If you're having a hard way down here, Jesus will help you.
Amen. Amen.
He'll sit here. He'll help you. He'll heal you.
Yeah.
And then He'll give you heaven.
Yeah.
The Bible said we have not because we ask not.
Right.
What I see down there, Brother Ed, everybody's in a big hurry.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in a big hurry to do everything to get saved, Christina. I haven't seen nothing like it. They're in a hurry for this, in a hurry for that, but they sure in a hurry. They said, not today. Maybe someday. Oh, I'm telling you. When I think about the love of God, it's manifested in what we just read right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how in the world we keep from having a tsunami of people coming in them doors right there.
Right.
Somebody told me that Jesus loved me. Somebody told me that Jesus would forgive me. Somebody told me that Jesus said, and I said, sure, come on in. Hey, you're welcome. We're glad you come. I'll tell you the good news that Jesus Christ came this world to save sinners. Hey, He can save the chiefest of sinners. Hey, He can save the little sinners. Hey, He can save the biggest sinner. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, He'll save you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's the love of God.
Yeah.
That's why he wore that crown of thorns, Brother Head.
Yeah.
This morning he went over and he found this little lamb sitting on this crown of thorns. So he put my crown on so I could wear his crown. When we get to heaven, we'll be crowned.
Yeah.
I can just see him putting a golden crown on our head. But I can also see them putting my crown on his head and pressing it in. Mel Gibson made that movie, The Passion of the Christ. It was fought so hard. He couldn't get anyone to help him. And he financed it with his own money. It grossed more money than any movie ever. Just showed you God wanted it done. And against all the contradiction of the sinners that was against him, Mel made that movie. They brought that crown of thorns over in that movie, Brother Ed. And they shoved it down on the head of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the blood flowed.
Yeah.
And you know it had to flow. It's by that blood, amen, I'm redeemed. The blood donor saved my life. Hey, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me. Now saved am I.
Yeah.
Oh, the love of God.
Yeah.
Adam was a loved man. We're all descendants of Adam. Every one of us. You hear what I read there? Eve was a mother of all living. I don't care if you're black, white, red, yellow.
Right.
I don't care what your nationality is, whatever gender you're confused about. We are all descendants of Adam.
Yeah.
Adam was the first man. Eve was the first woman. God blessed them, told them be fruitful. Yeah. First thing they had was a son named Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, buddy. Adam was one loved man. Oh my, we could go on in this, but I'm going to stop right there. Father, we thank you for the thought tonight, for the blessing tonight, Lord, and just thinking about the great love wherewith you love us, Lord. Oh, Lord, the love that, Lord, you put in your word that we can somewhat understand of the love of God. Lord, I pray for those listening tonight that are sitting, Lord, out from the love of God. Lord, they're sitting on the outside looking in, and I pray for them, Lord, and I pray for those that are on the inside looking out that they think about the great love God had for them when He forgave them, told them, go in peace. Lord, I thank You for that peace tonight. I thank You for that love tonight. And I pray those on the outside would get on the inside. I pray they'd run to You, Lord. I pray they'd lay hold on eternal life. I pray they'd get a refuge for their soul. I pray they'd get the peace of God and the joy of salvation in their heart. And I pray, dear God, they'd go through this world and tell what great things the Lord has done for them. Oh, thank You for this message tonight, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we thank You for it. Amen.
Amen.
A loved man. Oh my. Hallelujah. Anybody got a word on your heart tonight? If not, I'll let you go. I want to thank the Lord for loving me.
Yeah.
Oh my, I can't do no wrong in His eyes. He chased me, and that's about it, Patrick. I'd done been deep fried if it wasn't for the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.